So welcome to today's segment. I want to jump right in. Thank you for tuning in and being here with me during this time. What I want to share with you today is about life being like a university and why it's important to take your life's experiences, your life's mastery, and begin to use those experiences in a multi-skilled, multi-trade way and being able to share from your experiences with the world. And one of the reasons why it's important to do this is because life has a way of calling us to several different paths at different times. And I know that mainly we've been taught you need to focus on one thing at a time and kind of build momentum around there and then be able to start expanding what you do. But honestly, that has not really worked to a great extent for several. It has worked for some, for sure. But you want to be able to look at the university of life, everything that you've learned, and look at how you can categorize that in a way to be able to contribute to several different industries or niche markets, so to speak. I look at everything as industries. Everything is a niche. My life is a niche, and that's how I see the world in a sense. And when we can look at the different areas of our lives and look at our experiences as if we are bringing forth a university to individuals. So we know that universities have different classes that they offer at different times, different degrees that they offer. They have a whole academic system, right? So your experience has an academic system as well. And so you get to decide when you want certain things to come forth, like being a professor at a university. And what things are going to be available all year round. So when you hear this whole concept or so around, you can't do everything all at once, so to speak, that is true to a certain extent. But take it from me, someone who has published over 300 works on Amazon, and I have over 400 digital products, over 1,000 online platforms that serve as educational training hubs, self-serving training hubs. You can't tell me that I can't be all things to all and be doing it at the same time. Because guess what? I created all of that and now it exists and it is being those different departments of me all at once. And people will sync up with those opportunities when it's time for them to sync up with those opportunities. So sometimes it's not about what we're doing, it's about how we're doing it, right? And so I've taken years of my life, areas of personal, professional, educational and spiritual mastery, and developed all of what I've created. I became my own Amazon. I became my own Barnes and Nobles. I became my own CNN and CBN. I became all of those different things because I became the journalist of my life, of my experience. And I have a background in journalism as well, independent journalism for cross industries. And so, looking at my different areas of life, categorizing those, and serving different niche markets with what I've brought forth from life. It's my own life currency contribution to the world. All right. And doing it in an online space where it has a global effect. What are they talking about? Well, you can do it all, but you can't do it all at once. Maybe not in the context of what you're thinking, because no, I didn't write and publish all of those works. all at once. I didn't create all the products all at once. No, but guess what? I do have an all at once type of experience going on. I am omnipresent. So I built up to that, where what I'm broadcasting is broadcasting the fullness of me. If you go to my Amazon page or one of my Amazon pages, you're going to find, over the 300 works. So that is a form of beingness at one time. If you visit my platform on Gumroad, you're going to find over 400 digital products and offerings. And I have more products on other places, in other places too. But I'm just saying, I'm just naming some platforms alone. These aren't on my primary websites or so. These are their own, I guess, sacred spaces, if you will, their own platforms on the internet. That's not including platforms that I've built on different subsites like Tumblr.com and Blogspot, LiveJournal, Weebly, Wix. That doesn't count any of that, all right? So your life is like a university. And when you look at your life, you can break it up and categorize it and look at ways that you can serve different industries, even with short form content types of works. Like works that I've published, some of those are 30 to 70 page publications. I have several info products and master classes, mini courses. So things that, no, didn't necessarily take me a long time to produce, in a sense, or they're short form, content types of trainings. I have larger works, of course, but I'm just saying, it is possible to do multiple things, to leverage multiple skills, but you do need to look at your life as it is a university. And now, how do you bring that to the world? Now, I have trainings below in the description that can help you actually build your own life mastery university, so to speak, and to turn your knowledge, turn your wisdom into an actual academy or a knowledge center, so to speak. And so you can find those below again in the description. But I thought it was important for me to come and talk about this because the reason why most people are limited in their impact and their income is simply because they are not diversifying, multiplying, maximizing to ultimately monetize their life's experience. We've been taught and conditioned, even by universities, to focus on a concentration and master that concentration, get a degree in this, and then you go on to serve in that, particular area. Well, college doesn't guarantee you anything. Getting a university degree doesn't guarantee you anything for sure, right? Most of you know that, have experienced that. But when you look at your life in terms of being a college, being a university, and having different levels, there are levels where you are certificate level or certification level. There are levels that you can offer to somebody that's associate level. There are levels that you can offer that's a bachelor's level, then a master's level, and then a PhD level. And you need to look at all these different categories of your life. So all of my products and publications, am I top level expert in all of what I've shared? No. A great majority of them? Absolutely. I'm cross-trained in over 200 areas. So there are the great majority of the products and things I've produced that, yes, I am top-notch in those areas. But there are areas where I'm just one or two steps ahead of someone who doesn't know what I know about a particular topic. So I leverage my different levels of expertise accordingly. As I mentioned, you can be at a certification level, you can be at an associate's level, a bachelor's level, a master's level, a PhD level. We all possess all of those levels within us. And if you look at your life, that's how you need to look at, okay, where am I at maybe a certificate level, certification level of knowledge about something that I can share with an individual? Boom, there's a product. Where am I maybe about an associate's level or so? And I'm not really talking in degrees, so to speak. I'm just metaphorically using that just because I'm talking about life being like a university. So you look at, okay, where do I have some knowledge that I can share with someone, my experience, not just knowledge you go and read about. Experience as maybe at associate's level. Okay. And then again, a bachelor's level, a master's level, a PhD level. So you want to use it all. You want to bring it all to the table. Don't just look at, oh, I'm great at this, and this is what I'm really skilled. I've been trained. No, look at your life in these categories. When you look at your life in these categories, you have a lot to offer. You do. What is something that you are emerging in learning? Something that you're a beginner in a sense. And you're studying that now, or that's where you are in life. That is still knowledge that you can bring to someone else, even if you're sharing it with them on the street, that you run into someone and they happen to be interested in what you're doing. It could be a hobby, all right? Something you've developed a new passion in around, all right? And so if you have to tell somebody that, that means you have shared knowledge with someone who was not aware of what you were aware of, but they wanted to be, what you're now aware of, I should say. So some of you are probably thinking, well, how do you actually offer something around that? Well, simple. You can actually create an action planner. And again, I have resources, in the description that will, help you to be able to do these different things. But I'm just being disruptive here to you mentally so that you can shift the way you see your life, all right? So yeah, if you travel, create a travel planner. You don't have to be an expert to do that. You just create the space that people can record their travels. If you are looking to level up your finance, create a wealth and finance planner. You can create action planners, and you can just say that, this is your sacred space or so that you are creating for what you want to do for planning. You don't have to be an expert to provide knowledge or to provide some type of experience that people can explore for themselves. So that's just basic. That's just basic of what I'm sharing. And the reason why, again, I'm sharing this to be a little bit disruptive is because when we hear so much about what you can and can't do and what you should not be doing and different things, that's so constricting. It's so confining. You are here to do more than just one thing. You are here, but you have to use these different levels of your life. Where you're passionate, create a passion project around that. The best way to go about doing this, I say, is create planners, create journals, create compositions, playbooks, so to speak. And then you can do tip books for sure. Do it in the stages in where you are a level of authority, because you are a level of authority in all areas, in a sense. If someone doesn't know how to take their passion and take it to the next level, you can provide that. You can provide inspiration. You can provide empowerment. Do you know you can take one concept and multiply it across the board for different industries? Chicken Soup for the Soul is a classic example. They have a concept of providing comfort and inspiration with one theme, and then they multiply that theme across the board chicken soup for the soul for moms, chicken soup for the soul for teens. They then address different interest groups. You could do something like that and serve different niche markets. It really gets to be that simple. So again, looking at your life as a university, and then you actually produce a university from your life. Bring multiple skills to the table. All right? It's time for you to demonstrate your multi-talentedness and be an educationalist in this way in some form, because you're just sharing from your life's experiences. So you can definitely empower others, enrich them, enhance them, and ultimately help evolve them, right? Through your experiences. So I just wanted to share this today. Again, check the description. There'll be a plethora of resources for you to explore. But I thought it was important so that you can start to make some shifts that can significantly change the game for you as you express who you truly are in this world, which is going to be more than just one identity of a specific role that you play, or even a few. There's so much more that you're here to be. And it is my job and due diligence to provide you with examples and some empowerment to be your champion and how that can be possible for you. And it will be different for everyone, just like every university is different. Every university is different. But one thing we know is the principles around them, the core concept or core objective, I should say, why they exist is because they want to educate individuals. And that should be your primary goal in life, is to provide that experience from your experience. Right? So I hope that this segment has inspired you, has empowered you, and to see things differently, and to, yes, be the university of you and bring forth these different levels of creation that want to come out, want to come forth for you. And you'll learn in some of my trainings that you can do it in a very simple way, even using free platforms to help you develop products and to be able to put together your own university or universities, however, different levels of what you can bring to the table. All right. So I'm looking forward to being back with you in another segment. Take care and stay blessed.